Any of the other Rosh Yeshiva who may be here. Rav Moshe Weinberger spoke here last year, and many of you, I'm sure, were in attendance, and in a certain sense, you know Rav Weinberger, that's why you're here tonight, and Baruch Hashem will be speaking again tonight. But Rav Weinberger does need a bit of a different introduction tonight than the one that that we gave him last year. It was actually, somebody reminded me, it was actually right before Rav Weinberger spoke here last year during Elul that Rav David Miller had made a meeting with Rav Weinberger to talk with him about the possibility of coming to yeshiva. And that seemed very rachok at the time, that Yeshiva University and Rav Weinberger would be joining forces of sorts. And it was a very interesting discussion. And we were hopeful that perhaps Rav Weinberger would be able to come to YU in some capacity. But the Shechianu v'kimanu v'gigyanu l'zman hazeh, that we're able now to introduce Rav Weinberger as a mashpia, as one of the mashkichim in the yeshiva. I want to just give a very short introduction that won't embarrass Rav Weinberger, but I think very much sums up what many are looking forward to in the opportunity to learn from Rav Weinberger. A story, a mashal. What else would we start with? A story, a mashal of someone who's lost in a forest, and they've been looking for days and days and days to try to get out of the forest. And finally, they run into a person, an older person than they. And they run into the person and they're so excited, they finally see this person and they figure now they know how to get out of the forest. And the person comes over to the older person and he says, "Can you tell me how to get out of the forest? Finally, I found my way out." And the older person admits to him, "I've been around the forest more times than you have. I have a little more experience. But I'll admit, I also don't know how to get out of the forest. But I'll tell you, we'll walk together and we'll try to get out of the forest together. We'll try to accomplish our goals together." Rav Weinberger is here not just now as a speaker, but as someone who will try to be walking with many people to try to find their way through the forest. We live in a forest. It's sometimes difficult to see where it is that we're trying to go, and it's certainly more difficult to understand how it is that we can get there. It's difficult in the modern world to be able to see spirituality, to be able to find sparks of Ribono Shel Olam. And even Rav Weinberger would be the first to tell you that he doesn't know exactly how to find the way out of the forest either. But having been here today and seeing the look on his face and the look on the face of so many Talmidim, our hope is that at least we'll walk together and that we'll walk together to try to find our way through the forest and to try to grow together in Mirtz Hashem for many years. Rav Weinberger.
Shiva, just the other, Rashi Shiva, Rebbeim, Chaverim, Old Chaverim, New Chaverim, Achai V'Rayai. There are no words to describe the emotions that I've been feeling this entire day. To be back in the ocean from which I came. The excitement of the Kol Torah, the Beis Medrash. I feel mamish bad that I'm stopping you in the middle of learning, in the middle of a Tosfos, in the middle of a Rashi, in the middle of a Gemara. The deep sense of gratitude that I have for Rabbi Penner and for all the chevra that are here who have helped me, have helped me to return, to come back. And I've been davening a great deal lately that that somehow I should be able to be a little bit of a toelis in this magnificent Makom Taira, and in some way to contribute to the lives of young men who are at that point, that stage in life, where the hearts are very, very open to receive. There are a few million things I have to talk to you about. But we have to begin from where we are now, at this time in the world, at this time crossing over from the end of the year into the beginning of the year. There's a story that I've told many times over the years. I don't even remember where I first saw it. There was a tzaddik who was killed in the Holocaust. It was the Rebbe from Radishitz, Schusi Yagen Aleinu. It was almost Yom Kippur. This was in the ghetto of Lodz. And it was almost Yom Kippur. And besides everything else in life that had been broken and lost, the one thing the Rebbe was longing for most at that time was to be able to go to a mikveh. Now the Germans, Yimach Shemam, had cemented up all of the mikvahs, had closed all of the entrances to the mikvahs in Lodz. I think the explanation they gave was that they're unsanitary. And the Rebbe didn't know what to do. It'd be the first Yom Kippur since he was Oymed al Daitai that he shouldn't go to a mikveh. And it was the night before Erev Yom Kippur. And they were in their places, was ready after curfew. And a boy came to the Rebbe's place where he was hiding. And the boy said, "Rebbe, a mikveh was found." And the Rebbe was very excited. And the boy said that this is an absolute secret. There's a building next to one of the buildings where the mikveh is downstairs. And Jews were able with pen knives and spoons and screwdrivers to knock a hole, to make a hole from one building to be able to get into the adjacent building which would lead into the mikveh. And no one is allowed to know about this. The child was risking his life. I was sent to inform the few Rosh Hashivas and Rebbes that are still alive here in the ghetto. And the Rebbe with his shamas, at the risk of his life, of their lives, they went crawling around to get to this building next to the mikveh, next to that building of the mikveh that was closed. And the shamas described what happened because the Rebbe didn't survive the war. And the shamas said that they came to that building adjacent to the building of the mikveh, and they went in, they went downstairs. They were holding a candle. And when they came downstairs, there was a large basement, a large room that was packed with hundreds of Yidden, not just Rosh Hashivas and Rebbes. Apparently the secret had gotten out. In general, by Jews, a secret is something you tell one person at a time. And the secret had gotten out. And each and every person who was there risked his life to go after the curfew. Erev Yom Kippur. And they came down the stairs And they saw that the Jews had carved out a hole in this wall of the basement. And they were hoisting up one person at a time. They'd push him in. There was another guy on the other side. They'd say, quickly, he would teufel, jump out, and they'd help him come through the hole. And the Shamas said that the Rebbe began to cry. And the Rebbe said that, how could there be such a thing? Such people who at the darkest moment of their lives, people have lost everything. All they're searching for is an opening to a mikveh. All they want is to find an opening to something greater, to something pure, in the midst of all the tumah, to be able to climb into something that's pure. This point in time that we're in right now, is the opening to the mikveh. It's the opening to the mikveh in a world that in different ways is darker than Lodz in 1942. In different ways. An opening to the mikveh. Everybody here knows a klal that goes back to the Sefer Yetzirah. It's called Olam Shana V'Nefesh. Olam Shana Nefesh, everything that exists in space, exists in time, exists in the soul, has a corresponding existence in each of these worlds. In physical space, the holiest place in the world, of course, is the Kodesh Kadoshim, the Beis HaMikdash, the Eved Shesia. In time, that's Ne'ilah, in time. The Nefesh is the Kohen Gadol. So what time are we at now? It's Erev Slichus. It's the end of Elul. We're crossing over from the end. And we're entering into the beginning. This time is called by the Mekubolim Sha'arayach Yerushalayim, the gate of Yerushalayim. There are Esher Kedushas, there are different Madregas and levels until you come to the Kodesh Kedushim. We're now arriving at the opening. Oymdayis Hoyuraglaini B'Sha'arayach Yerushalayim. The Svarim say it doesn't just mean to stand physically at the gates of Yerushalayim. Reglayim, legs, feet, is also a lashon of hergel, of habit. Habit. We become meshubed to habits. Not just in our behavior, but in our way of thinking, in our way of living. Means that when we come to the gate of Yerushalayim, as we approach the time of Slichus, as we're about to leave Tavshin Ayin Gimel, and Bez Hashem to enter into Tavshin Ayin Dalet, we have to stop. All the hergelim, all the things that we're just doing because we're doing them, all the hergelim of the year, that we haven't really evaluated. That somehow over the year you and I have slipped away from what we wanted last Yom Kippur. We're at the gates of Yerushalayim now. We're just approaching Sharach Yerushalayim. Let's try to talk for a few minutes about an avaida that we could think about and engage in as we approach Sha'arayach Yerushalayim. This Peh Shabbos, we lay in the Teichacha, Teicha is very, very hard. Reb Leib Egas Chusilin, who writes many places in his Svarim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not trying to scare us, he loves us. And we know that there were tzaddikim who were able to interpret every single pasuk of the Teicha in a way that brought us closer to Hashem Baruch and made us feel better about ourselves. The Balatanya used to always lane. He was the Balkari every Shabbos. He was a very big Baldikduk, the Balatanya. And he was the Balkari. He used to lane every Shabbos. There was one Shabbos that he couldn't be there. And somebody else lane. I'm sure a very fine person lane. And at that time, the Balatanya's son, who had become the Mittler Rebbe, Reb Dov Ber, was a child. And when he heard the Teichcha, the Balkari, wasn't his father, when he heard the Balkari lane, the future Mittler Rebbe was crying the whole time. And after davening, they asked him, Beryl, what is it? What is it, he says, the Teichcha. So they said, but the Teichcha you've heard before. So he says, I know, but when my father reads it, I hear only the brachas. So let's try to hear one of these brachas. Yikimcha Hashem loy la'am kodesh kasha nishbalach. Ki sishmer es mitzvah Hashem alokecha v'alachta bedrochav. So the Torah says in the parasha of the Teicha, the Torah says that Hashem will establish us, lift us up as a great and holy people. Ki sishmer es mitzvah Hashem alokecha v'alachta bedrochav. If we live in the way of Torah and mitzvahs. And then the Torah says something astonishing. And the way that it's usually interpreted makes it smaller than it is. It says, "V'ra'u kol amei ha'aretz ki shem Hashem nikra lecha v'yaro mimecha." And that all of the nations of the world will see that the name of Hashem is upon you, and they will fear you. The Torah is saying is an astonishing thing. It's not just a matter of other people and what they think of us. The Torah is saying that when we live according to the Ratzon of Hashem, when we try to be good Jews, then Kishem Hashem Nikra Alecha, the Svarim Kedoshim tell us means that the Shem Hashem Elokus is engraved deep within each and every one of us. It's the essence of who we are. Emunah is not something that we have to reach. Emunah is something we have to uncover within ourselves. Kishem Hashem Nikra Alecha means that the Torah is telling us there's a way, that if we live the right way, that Shem Hashem, that the Shem Hashem that is within us will be misgal, will be revealed in our lives. Mimela, one of the results of that hisgalus of the Shem Hashem within us is Viro kol amei ha'aretz, that others will see it as well. But of course, the real question is always seeing it yourself. And it's very hard to see that. And if not, the Torah is saying, and if not, then if we don't live according to God's will, so then there's the Teichcha, the Psukim of the Teichcha. If one looks carefully in the Meshech Chachma, if you look in a real way in what Rameh Simcha writes over there in Kisavai, he traces the Teichcha just like the Ari HaKadosh did, back to one essential pasuk. The pasuk of Tachas Ashalei Avartas Hashem Elokecha B'Simcha B'Tuv Levav Meirayv Kol. Tachas Ashalei Avartas Hashem Elokecha B'Simcha, the shorish of all of our difficulties, is that we are failing in serving Hashem b'simcha. Miroiv kol. The Mefarshim argue over the meaning of Miroiv kol. I don't know what the English translation is, but perhaps something along the lines of, for all that you have. I've given you so much, you have so much stuff. I've benched you with so many things. And you should be serving me with simcha, with joy. You should be filled with hakaras hatoiv. Tol parsha of bikurim. Rashi tells us, Chazal tells us. It's the inyan of hakaras hatoiv. But really, it's much deeper than that. The meaning of Meiroiv Kol is much deeper than that. If you look at B'mei Simcha, the other tzaddikim that say this as well. Meiroiv Kol is not referring to all of the stuff that Hashem Baruch has given us and our lack of gratitude for all that He's given us in this world. But on a deeper level, Meiroiv Kol means that Hashem Baruch has given each and every one of us, Mamish himself. Besides all the stuff that he's given us, he's given us himself. And because of that gift of himself that he has given us, the Reiv Kol is not referring to beautiful homes. It's not referring to things of the world. Not what you have, but who you are. And Rav Meir Simcha says that the mildest nisgavus that a Jew has, that each and every one of us was benched with such unbelievable koiches, emunah. Shem Hashem nikra alach. A nefesh elokis, a seichel eloki. I was talking to a tzaddik today. One of the chevri here was telling me that he doesn't have so much confidence in himself. He doesn't see that he's much liach so much. And you feel like crying because it only means that he hasn't seen yet that essence of who he is. Not what he has. And not even necessarily how his grades reflect whatever those talents are that are somehow evaluated by grades. But the etzim of who a person is, a nefesh elokis, a seichel eloki. We're learning Torah, we have a nefesh elokis, we have a seichel eloki. We also chen l'chal goy, u'mishpotem ba'yidom. Ma'ayonis of emuna, ma'ayonis of kedusha, v'shmiris einayim, v'shmiris ha'adibu, v'shmiris ha'briz. Meiroiv Kol is referring on a deeper level not to what we have but to who we are. And regarding who we are, the Meshech Chochma writes, Val zed tzarech adam l'smoyach. Whatever is going right or wrong for you in life, but life itself and the life that the Borei Olam has given us, for this gift of himself, kevyachol, for this gift of who we are and who we can become. Here the Baruch Shalom says, Tachas ashleivadas Hashem lekacha b'simcha ubetuv leiv of miroiv kol. Miroiv kol. Here there's a tremendous tviya. Here there's a kpeda that the Bar Yoylam is expressing to us in the Torah. He's saying to us, Rabbi Yisai, I gave you mamish myself. Anochi, anon nafshi ksovis Yehovah's, I gave you my soul, kevyoch. I gave you an nefesh elokis. I gave you a seichel eloki to understand my Torah. I gave you the koiches to live lives of kedusha, to toivel in the mikveh, in the ghetto of Lodz. For this, you and I should be dancing with simcha. And the Torah says, "Tachas eshloi avad Hashem akecha b'simcha b'tuv leivach." May Rav call. That means that what Rav Simcha is telling us in the other tzaddikim is that the tviya of the Torah, when it comes to each and every one of us as individuals and as an ummah, as a nation, as a people, is that Hashem is Baruch, because of His great love for us, has invested Himself into our existence. Kishem Hashem Nikra Elecha. He's invested Himself into us. Now, there are some parents here, and there are even some grandparents here, Baruch Hashem. But especially a father and a mother know how heartbreaking it is when you put everything you have into your children. You give yourself over to your children. And you know that the child has such unbelievable kaiches. You know that you know your child. And the child says, "No, I'm a gunish, I'm a nobody, I'm a nothing, I'm this, I'm that," or the way that they act is demonstrating the belief that they have that they're nobody and they're nothing. Even though they might say that they're chasher. And the parents watch this and their hearts are broken. Because the parents know the teva, the nature of the child is such a special, special, good, wonderful kid. And all the parents want is that the child should be menatzel, take advantage of his teva, the milus that he has. That's all the parents want. The whole teichecha revolves around this nekuda, where the Bari Olam is saying to each and every one of us and to Am Yisrael as a people, the Bari Olam is saying, Kindelach, children, do you know how much I love you? Do you know how much I've given you? Do you know the rive call of who I am, Kivyoch, that I have infused into you, that I've invested in you? What are you doing with the Rav Kol? What are you and I doing with the Rav Kol that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us? Do we feel the simcha? Do we feel the excitement and the joy of being singled out by the Bari Kol Olamos? By having within us this Nefesh Elokis? This is the tviya of Meirov Kol. Now, if this is a tviya throughout the entire year and every moment of life, Allah has kama v'kama, how much infinitely more so when it comes to this time of the year, to the Meharotz and to the Mehadin, how much infinitely more so? Because at this time of the year, there's one particular maila. There's one particular kishon, talent, and maila of a Jew that throughout the whole year it might be very, very hidden and concealed. And throughout the entire year it's in a place that's cloudy, biskasya, choshech, anan, and irafel throughout the entire year. And because of that, we often neglect this maila, this koyach, throughout the year. And we are not minnatzel. We do not take advantage of this gift, of this koyach, throughout the year. But when it comes to Sharayich Yerushalayim, where we are now, it is forbidden to ignore This gift. What's the gift? What's this mila? What's this kish that you and I have? So everybody knows there's a famous chazal from the Yalkut. Shalul l'chochma choyte my onshoy. Whatever the malachim asked the midah of chochma. The person's a choyte, the person sins. What's the punishment? So chochma responds with chatoim tirad afroa. The chatoim, the sins of a person, bring to his destruction. Mshalul nevuah. And the malachim would have asked nevuah. This koyach of nevuah, whatever that means. And the response of nevuah was nefesh achoyteis hisomus. A person sins. A person lives a life that is not the Ratzon Hashem. Hisomus. What's there to do? That life has to be brought to a conclusion. And even the Torah was asked, Chazal bring other psukim. Until finally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sholol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Choyte my onsha. That the Bar Olam himself was asked, Choyte my onsha. Omer lehem, Yaseh tshuva v'yiskapeloi. Yaseh tshuva v'yiskapeloi, that there's a gift that I've given you. Without getting into the discussion of whether there is such an inyan on some level of tshuva by the Umas HaOlam, is a question, of course, in Sefer Yoina with Ninveh. But certainly tshuva ilah does not exist outside of Am Yisrael. And the Bar Olam says, Choyte ma'onshoi. Yaseh tshuva v'yiskapeloi. That means that Hashem Baruch was mechadesh such a mitzias. Which Chazal tells us is kodmo la'olam, that Hashem was mechadesh such a mitzias. That's called tshuva. Yaseh tshuva v'yiskapeloi. That means that the person was given the ability, the greatest gift of all, to change. To turn the clock back. The Ramchal writes in the fourth paragraph of Mishil Zesharim, Ki hine be'emes eich yisakein ha'odem es asher ives. Be'emes, how is it possible for a person to correct that which was already made crooked? V'achet kvarnasa, the Ramchal says, and the sin has already taken place. Hari shirotzach ha'odem es chaveiro. If chalila, a person murdered somebody. For he didn't have with somebody. How can he fix that? We take this for granted because we grew up Nachamal Tshuva, Tshuva. But the Ramchal asks, is it possible to remove something from existence? It exists. Is it possible to remove this from existence? So the Baruch Shalom revealed to us Yaseh Tshuva V'Yiskapeloi, the gift of changing, the gift of going back, the gift of having a chance to start again. I reminded the Chevra and Shul this past Shabbos of the last time that Rabbi Gedalia Shoah Zechar Levrach spoke in public. It was by a Shever Brachis of one of his Talmidim who was very, very sick at the time. But Koishi, he was able to get to the Shever Brachis. And all he was able to say was the following. Since Lahalacha, we understand that Chosn Kala are worthy of receiving gifts in honor of the Simcha. It must be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does that as well. Since it's been revealed to us that Hashem is Baruch observes his own Torah. So if Gedaliah Shur asked, what is the gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving to Chosn and Kar? And he said it is the greatest gift of all. And I only have the strength to share this with you as a gift to Chosn and Kar. Hashem is Baruch's gift to the Chosn and Kar is called Mechila, forgiveness. The opportunity to begin a new life together. The opportunity to be oikim and hametzis. It doesn't make sense. Chochma didn't understand it. Nevuah didn't understand it. Torah, whatever that means. I mean, of course, all the Mefarshim discuss what that means. But it's not for now. Didn't have an explanation. It's not within the gedder of those oilmas of Chochma, Nevuah, and Torah. Until HaKadosh Baruch himself said from that place of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, of Kishem Hashem Nikra Alecha, that the Bar Olam himself said, Yaaseh Tshuva Yiskapela. Tshuva. The greatest gift, the Chosn and Kar in each and every one of us. You know that when Adam Rishon ate from the tree, and each and every one of us was part of Adam Rishon, as is discussed at length in the writings of the Ramchal and others from the Ramchal, and the Baizakhar and all the Tzaddikim. V'yoyim ha'odam ha'isha sh'nasati imodi, hi nosna li min ha'etz v'olchel. So Adam Rishon said, the wife that you gave me, she was the one who gave me from the tree and I ate. It was a kafui toiva, the Rashi says. But what's interesting in the pasuk is the word va'ochel. Not va'achalti. Va'ochel, which is in the Lashon Osir, Chazal learned, it means achalti kvar va'achal oid. That other Marishan said to the Bari Olam, I have eaten from the tree, and I'm going to continue to eat from the tree. So the Kotzke was very nispol from his honesty. But what does that mean? Achalti v'ochel. I ate from the tree, and I'm going to eat from the tree. So the simple pshat in that is, achalti v'ochel means that Adam Rishon was saying, what do you want from your Ribbono Shel Olam? You created me, mamish, with your own hands. I'm the Yitzir Kapov of Hashem. And despite all of that, and despite the fact that before I ate from the tree, I was anoki, I was clean, I was kaddish, I was tor, I was pure. And im kol zois, I ate from the tree. So I'm lost. If I ate from the tree, despite the fact that I was a kaddish and a tor, that I was 500 miles high, I ate from the tree, then I have to tell you, Rabbeinu Shloim, achalti v'ochal, that I'm doomed to spend the rest of my life committing that sin and other sins over and over and over. I am doomed to a life of chet. Achalti v'ochal. There can't be any takana for a person like myself. And I know many people who have thought that, the one who is speaking to you right now has thought that many times. Achalti v'ochal. It's hafalun. Because bedarche ha-seichel, in the way of seichel, in the way of even of nevuah, even in the way of Torah, there's no such thing as yaseh shuv yiskapeloi. There's no way, like the Ramchal says, bedarche ha-seichel, to take that which exists and to remove it from existence. Not just to remove it, but what the Gemara says in Yuma, that even Zidonis Masno Gezochi is to somehow illuminate the past. So the Marishan didn't know about such a thing. Until he met Cain, Chazal tell us, after the Maisa with Cain, and he met Cain, and Cain told him, Asisi Tshuva, v'nisbasharti, I did Tshuva, and then for his chait, it was revealed to him, and then it says in the Medrash, Shehizchel Adam Rishon Tapech Alpanev Oimer, Kachi Koyche Shel Tshuva, v'ani lo ha'isi yedei. Kachi Koyche Shel Tshuva, v'ani lo ha'isi yedei. I didn't know this. I knew everything. From one end of the world to the other end of the world. From Eretz to Shemayim, like in Chagiga. I knew everything. But such a thing, I didn't know. Kachi koyche shel tshuva ani lo ha'isi yedei. There's a Torah from one of the great Bali Musa, Rav Leib Chasam, Zechatzad of Kodesh Levroch. And he's going in this parasha. Ka mitzvah azois, Ashanoichi mitzavcha yom loy nefleisim imcha, v'loy v'choyki hi, loy b'shamayim hi, loy me'evi loyom, and so on. The mitzvah that I'm giving you, it's a machlokes, who is that, what mitzvah is that referring to? The Ramban learns it's tshuva. In the context of the parasha, b'shavta d'Hashem l'kecha, so the Torah says, this mitzvah, loy v'choyki, it's not far from you, it's not in the heavens, it's not on the other side of the ocean. It's very close to you. So Bleib Chasman asks a powerful question. Listen to this kasha. Is normally when you have a havamina and a maskana, normally when you have a havamina that is somewhat off and it needs to be adjusted by the maskana, it's a little bit off. If you ask somebody, how long does it take to get from this place to that place? Does it take 5 hours? That's the havamina. The person says, no. 4.5. But that makes sense. It was close. Not 5 hours. 4.5. It was close. But if somebody says, I have a havamina that it takes 5 hours to get to that place, and the person says, it's 5 minutes, then the havamina is an Irish guy, yeah? It's a shtus. It's not worth even talking about. Such a havamina. And yet over here, the havamina is rechoykehi. To be a kodesh in the Torah, to be a yid, rechoykehi, it's very far away. Shemayim, me'evil ayom. And what's the maskana? The maskana is, no, it's not b'shamayim, it's not me'evil ayom. You know where it is? Ki karev lecha v'hamayid v'fichim u'levavcha. What kind of havamina is that? Shemayim, me'evil ayom, nefleisi. And the maskana is what? Karev lecha v'hamayid, 5 minutes. Not even 5 minutes. Karev lecha v'hamayid v'fichim u'levavcha l'asoysa. So it's all a matter of perspective. Rabbi Leib Chasman says, the mitzad haguf, when a person's on the outside of Yiddishkeit, if chalila you're going to sit in his beis medrash and you're going to be, or in the shi, you're going to be an outsider. If you're going to allow yourself to be an outsider, then the Torah, and then the Rabbi Shlomo will be what? A million miles away from you. B'shamayim emei v'layam. But if you have the courage to enter into that place of Anoichi Hashem Lekecha, of Kishem Hashem Nikra Lecha, if you're an insider, if you enter into that place of Pnimius, of the Neshama, of the Rebbe, of the Chavrusa, of yourself, then you will discover, I can't believe it, the emes is, Kikar V'Elach Adav HaMa'od, I didn't realize, Kikar V'Elach Adav HaMa'od, B'Ficha B'Lavav Chala Asai Sai. Just like when a child is afraid to undertake some next step in life and he sees it as being a million miles away and the parents know that he could do it. And somehow, he's able to break through that fear and he does it. And then he's so excited. It was easy. I remember when I was a little boy, I was afraid to go swimming. My uncle, Oliver Solomon, had a pool in his backyard, and the cousins were swimming, and I was afraid. And then I saw my father, Yibadal Mechaim Lechaim, and my uncle gave each other a certain look, and I knew it wasn't good for me. They had enough talking, and then they just went back to the old-fashioned way of teaching a child how to swim. My father just picked me up and chucked me into the pool. And I could remember to this day the terror that I felt. And I'm not recommending that in Tavshin Ayin Gimel. But I remember the terror that I felt. But I was never as excited in my life when they were screaming at me to move my arms and move my legs, and then I started to swim and all my cousins were cheering. I thought that was a million miles away. I thought I'll never do that my entire life. I thought it's rechoykihi, me'ev elayom, shamayim, and then in 30 seconds, everybody's laughing, and me more than anybody, kikav elai, hadav ma'oid. Let me give it to you in the words of a great tzaddik, Rav Nosson Breslov. Have you heard of him? In Lekutei Halachos Hechsher Kelim Dal. Listen to the sentence. It's getting late. I'm going to move quickly. Ki tekev kishu chazak b'harotzen dikdusha. As soon as a person strengthens himself with his rotzen dikdusha, with a determination and a rotzen of holiness, not to be afraid. Stop this whining about me'evel ayom, shemayim. Comes to the decision, you know what? Even if it isn't Shammai, I'm going to go. I'm going to do this. And if it means getting across the ocean, I'm going to learn the Pshat in this Tosis. I can do it. As I take of Kikar Ve'lech, Rav Nosson says, take if immediately you discover. Nisbatlin kol hamenias mimela,
all the menias disappear. Like in the famous moshul that's brought down from the Baal Shem in Degelmach Nefraim, Parsh Kisovo, Naftar Kisovo. With the walls and the palace, I don't have time to go into it now. But that's what Nosson says. As a kol advarm shabidusha, kroiv mela. Then he realizes that what? That it's mamish, all the dvarim shekedusha, what I thought were, was me'evel ayom b'shamayim, is kroiv me'elav. All of our avodah rabbeisai this time of the year, at the time of Shareiach Yerushalayim and entering into the gates, is to believe in the roiv kol inside each and every one of us. In the nefesh elokis, in the emunah, the seichel elokei, in the koyach of tshuva, in the gift, to open up the gift, to unwrap the gift of tshuva that the Borei Olam has given us. It's the responsibility of the Rebbeim, of the Mashgichim, of parents, of friends, to mechazik the each and every person, to mechazik, to believe in that Rav Kol, to know that there's a Rav Kol inside. And v'samachta b'chol atayv, and to be v'simcha, regardless of whatever is missing from your rife tayv of life in the mitzias of this world, but to be v'simcha with the rife tayv, with the rife kol of what the Borei Olam has given us. Now let's learn inside the piece that some of you I think have from Rav Kook. Look inside. Very quickly, just it's very hard. Rav Kook's lashon is very, very hard. I'm not going to try to explain every word. Those that don't have it, look in with somebody else to listen to something for Rav Kook without seeing inside is a bracha levatol. It's from the first Kovetz. Kuf Pei Aleph. Im Tirtze ben Odom istakel bu'er ha-shechina b'chol ha-yikum. Im Tirtze ben Odom, if you want. Histakel bu'er ha-shechina b'chol ha-yikum. Take a look and see the light of the Shechina that's in all of existence. Histakel be'eden ha-chaim ha-shemimim. Look at the Eden. Look at the paradise, the sweetness of what? Of this world. In this world, chaim ha-shemimim. Of a higher life that's in this world. That's karav eleinu in this world. How they're penetrating and spreading out to every single part of this of life, of spiritual life and physical life, that's mamish right in front of your physical eyes. And certainly in front of your ruchnistika oigin, your ruchnistika eyes. His boinen mepilei hayitzira. His boinen gaze deeply at the wonders of creation. B'chai ha'elokus shalahem. B'chai ha'elokus shalahem. With the life, the godly life that we were given to live. Not like some sort of a program that was given to you from a distant place that they sent you some sort of an email or a text message, put on tefillin, learn Torah from some faraway place. Know the Metzius that you're living in. We're living in an ocean of Elokus. We're living in the mikveh in Lodz. Das atzimcha v'esolomcha. Das atzimcha, know yourself, the right call of who you are. V'esolomcha in the world that was given to you. Das hayoyne halev shalcha. Shekel hoyge v'choyshev. Know the deeper thoughts of your heart, the deeper feelings and thoughts of your heart and of others who are thinking. Look for the Makar Chaim, the source of life that's within you. Not in Shemaim, not far away. Makar Chaim shebekir b'cha v'shmimalucha, and reach for that, and it's higher than you, meaning to reach for it. Shemesvivcha, that surrounds you. As pe'erei hadrei sachayim, the splendor of life. Shata shori b'sorchen, that your mom is sitting in. Look at the love that you have within yourself, the capacity to love that's within you. Bring it out. Connect to that shayrish, that powerful shayrish and sweetness and tiferus of splendor. It should spread out, it should expand to every part of your life, it should extend to every part of your life. L'chol eishet nishmas chayolomim asherak rotsu tzamokim shel hege goyre miyut ziharoi. That only because of our inability to express, of the inability for it to be expressed and to be understood clearly, that it is not as clear, it's not shining, this miyut ziharoi, that the brilliance of it is not clear to us, of all that surrounds us, of what we're in. Habet al ha'oiris, Rav Kook says. Look at the iris, look at the lights. Everything, of course, by Rav Kook was iris. Look at the lights. B'saychiyusam, and within the lights. Al yivlu nishmoscha ha-shemas ha-milim ha-nivim ha-oisiyas. Don't allow your neshoma to just swallow and gobble up quickly the names, the shemas ha-kadoshim, the words, the nivim, the expressions, the oisiyas. Hey, Misurim B'yodcha, the Baruch Shem gave us his Torah, gave us the Shemais, Ki Shema Shenikralach. The Milim, the Oisius, the Atamosu B'yadei, Alei Lamaila Alei, rise, ascend, Alei Lamaila Alei, Ki Koyach Oizloch, you have tremendous strength. Yerushlucho Kanfei Ruach, to me, this was one of the most moving sentences I ever read in my life. Yesh lecha kanfei ruach. Chevra, you and I have kanfei ruach, wings. Wings of the ruach, wings. Kanfei ruach. Kanfei nishar ma'birim, the wings of powerful eagles. Al tikach yishvan, penikach yishulach. Don't deny them. Don't turn away from them. Don't reject them. Don't ignore them. Or chalila, they'll turn away from you. The Roshay Sam, seek them out. The Yomotzal Chom Yad, you will immediately. Kikar Velach Adova Ma'oi, Beficha Belevavcha. You know, there's a Hagos Ashri
In the second parak above Mitzin, I'll end with this mamish a minute. There's a mice that was brought to the Baal HaYireyim, where there was a Jew who bought some materials and things for fixing roofs. He bought it from a guy. And Ulubasaif, what happened was that he decided, no, he doesn't need it. He decided he could get a good price, and he sold this stuff to another Jew. And lo and behold, the second Jew who bought it from that Jew, he digs into this and he finds in this barrel, he finds that it's filled underneath the shmutz. It's filled with what? Kesef, with silver. It's filled with money. So the guy, the Yid that sold it to the second Jew, that Jew who bought it from the guy Tainas, that the Kesef belongs to him. Because it's a Mekhev Toz, it's a Mekhev Toz, because for the simple reason, he only had in mind to sell the Schmutz, the tar, whatever it was, that's what he had in mind. And he never ever had in mind to sell the Kesef that was there underneath the Schmutz. And the Haggadah Shri brings that the Yireyim Paskin, that the Din is with the second Jew, and the Koine, the one who bought this from the first Jew, owns the Kesef that's buried underneath. And the Yireyim, the wording that we have there in the Haggadah Shri is, Shalei Zocha Bai HaYisrael Shekonim and Ha'akim. The Jew that bought it from the goy was not zeicher in this kesef. Kaven shloyada, since he didn't know of it. Vloynis kaven liknois hakesef, and he didn't have any kavanah to be kind of the kesef. V'hoyduloy rabbeinu tam. V'hoyduloy rabbeinu tam. So the Meir Shiloh, the Ishbet Sischus, says on this psak of the Yireyim, that a person, even if a person has the greatest treasures in the world, he owns the greatest treasures in the world. But if he doesn't know of those treasures, then he can't be zeicher in them, and they're of no use to him. If you don't know what's inside of the pekel of who you are, if you don't know, if you and I forget, that yesh lanu kanfei ruach, karev aleinu adavah ma'oi, befinu b'levavenu la'asoysai, to be a heilig yidin, to be great and holy people, then we can't be zeichin the gift that Hashem Yisbarach has given us, the gift of tshuva, the gift of mechila, the gift of himself. Because that's the gift that's buried underneath all the shmutz of our lives. So the biggest brach that I can give is that you and I should be able to uncover the kanfei ruach, to find our kanfei ruach. As Rabbi Penner said, to somehow journey together, all of us together, as a tzibur, as a yeshiva, in our search for the kanfei ruach within us, to shake off all the stuff that's covering, and to realize that it's loy niflaisi. We should be zarchim at Hashem, each and every one of us, to enter into the gates of Yerushalayim with simchin, with toiv leivav, and to be able to go from that gate into the next gate, into the next gate, until finally we're able to stand kivyachol by himself, by the Baruch Shalom himself, in the Kodesh Kadoshim, to be zarchim to be there, to see the Kohen Gadol, to see the Marakayim when he comes out from the Kodesh Kadoshim, with the Gula Hashem V'amitis, and Hem Yamin V'amin V'amin.